severe season. Health officials say if you do get sick, stay home until your fever and major symptoms have subsided. This is NPR News in Washington.
From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre. Good morning. State lawmakers return to Topeka next week for the start of the 2026 legislative session. KPR's Jay Schaefer has this report.
Monday marks the first day of what is supposed to be a 90-day session. The House and Senate will gavel in at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, but the day will mostly be filled with ceremonial activities. On Tuesday, two big speeches are on tap: the State of the Judiciary by Chief Justice Eric Rosen, and then later that evening, Governor Laura Kelly will deliver her final State of the State address. 2026 is also an election year in Kansas. All House seats will be on the ballot, but just a handful of state Senate seats, and all statewide elected offices will also be on the ballot. I'm Jay Schaefer.
Republican leaders of the Kansas legislature have hired former Emporia State President Ken Hush to suggest spending cuts to the state's universities. They say the state needs to slash $200 million from the budget to adjust for recent tax cuts. Hush will earn up to $50,000 for 5 months of work. Meanwhile, Democratic lawmakers called the hiring a waste of taxpayer money. Republican Representative Blake Carpenter says a former university leader would have a better understanding of wasteful spending in higher education.
They know how they operate, and they can give specific details as to where and how we can be more efficient with these higher education systems.
Hush recently retired from Emporia State University after 3 years in charge.
Support for NPR comes from the Skoll Foundation, dedicated to powering social innovators to transform the world. Learn more at skoll.org. And Jarl and Pamela Mohn, focusing on civil liberties, foster youth, public radio, and the arts.
Sunny skies today with highs expected in the mid-40s. Winds from the west 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight with lows in the lower 20s. Sunny for tomorrow, highs in the upper 30s. It's 32 degrees in Lawrence. From the KPR newsroom, I'm Kay McIntyre.
You're listening to NPR News.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 96.1 FM in Lawrence. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday, we'll hear from actor Tom Hiddleston about his series, The Night Manager, based on a John le Carré novel of the same name. Tom Hiddleston coming up on Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Sunny skies today, highs near 44 degrees. It's 34 in Chanute, 31 in Emporia, 31 in Topeka. This is KPR.
I'm Louise Schiavone with these headlines. In Iran,
a woman to be executed in Britain.
It's a completely different story to the one that I think we'd been led to believe.
I'm Sarah McCammon, the real story of Ruth Ellis on All Things Considered from NPR News.
Join us for All Things Considered from 4 to 5 o'clock this afternoon on Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. We're online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Takash Quartet with pianist Joyce Yang, Tuesday, January 20th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
Good morning, I'm Kay McIntyre. Glad to be with you on this Saturday morning. We've got 20 more minutes of Weekend Edition Saturday coming up. And then stay with us at 10 o'clock. It's NPR's News Quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me. Today on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, we'll hear from actor and star of Sinners, Delroy Lindo, who stops by to play Not My Job. You might remember Delroy Lindo, who starred in the Kevin Wilmot film Defy Bloods. He's their guest for Not My Job on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up at 10 o'clock on KPR and KPR2. KPR's Retro Cocktail Hour turns 30 this year, and we're celebrating. Join us February 27th and 28th for a cocktail party, seminars, and two concerts featuring the bands Nutty and Exotica Cocktail. And if you buy tickets this week to see Nutty, you'll get a 30% discount. Find out more at our website.
Support for NPR comes from the StacyFoundation.org. And from the sustaining members of this NPR station.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K2DNCR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Thanks for joining us for Weekend Edition Saturday on KPR. Stay with us for NPR's news quiz, Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, coming up next on Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Full Circle Sustainability in Topeka, on a mission to make low-waste living easier with local and low-waste groceries, soap refills, recycling, and composting. Information at FullCircleSustainability.org.
Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-40s, winds from the west 10 to 15 miles per hour, gusts up to 25 miles per hour. It's 32 degrees in Manhattan, 34 here in Lawrence. This is KPR.
From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Bill Curtis.
And I'm Peter Sagal. It's exciting to live during wartime, especially when you have to check every morning to see who we are at war with today. We'll ask why the daily headlines all read, Victory over TBD. Plus, the great actor Delroy Lindo tries to teach us how to be as cool as he is. And Bill Curtis admits that maybe his gardening skills have gotten too good.
The blueberries are disturbingly large.
We'll ask who has produced this threatening produce on our quiz coming up right after this hour's news.
Live from NPR News in New York City, I'm Dwali Saikautau.
Their cookware can be found at madeincookware.com. This is NPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-40s. It's 34 in Lawrence, 36 degrees in Chanute, 33 in Emporia, 32 in Manhattan, and 33 in Topeka. This is Kansas Public Radio.
The following program was taped in front of...
I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join us for Live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday, 6 p.m. on KPR.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on Kansas Public Radio comes from the Raven Bookstore, hosting Lawrence authors Giselle Anatole and Kyle Jurassic in-store this January. More information at ravenbookstore.com/events. We have a beautiful day in store for us today. Sunny skies, highs in the mid-40s. Winds from the west 10 to 15 miles per hour with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Sunny and a little bit colder tomorrow with highs in the upper 30s. We're expecting much warmer temperatures on Monday with highs in the 50s. It's 33 in Emporia, 33 in Atchison, 33 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Support for NPR comes from
Dami from NPR.
Next time on the Retro Cocktail Hour, Bing Crosby goes Hawaiian, Les Baxter goes Caribbean, and Mr. Bongo is live in Hollywood. I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music is always shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
Speaking of the Retro Cocktail Hour, the Retro Cocktail Hour is turning 30 this year, and we're celebrating. Join us for a weekend of activities celebrating the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour. We'll have a seminar, two concerts, and much more. If you get your tickets this weekend for Nutty at Liberty Hall, you get a 30% discount. Find out more about the 30th anniversary of the Retro Cocktail Hour on our website, kansaspublicradio.org. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles, located in downtown Topeka, offering dental services with an emphasis on dentures and implants with all current health and safety protocols. More at drchronister.com.
Support for NPR comes from NPR.
This is NPR.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Support for Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me on KPR comes from The Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's the Moth Radio Hour, storytelling without a net. The time is 11 o'clock.
Full Massachusetts and presented by PRX.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. We're 91.5 Lawrence and 89.7 Emporia. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming a cappella quartet King's Return, performing a wide range of music genres and styles, Tuesday, February 17th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu. And from Liberty Hall, screening WTO 99, a documentary about the Battle of Seattle in 1999, when more than 40,000 people protested the World Trade Organization convention. Showtimes at libertyhall.net. Sunny skies today, highs near 44 degrees. It's 38 in Lawrence.
From Pierce and presented by the Public Radio Exchange, PRX.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we're 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for the Moth Radio Hour on KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. We've got 25 more minutes of the Moth Radio Hour. Then stay with us for This American Life coming up at noon. And then this afternoon, it's Classics by Request with Destiny. This week, we've got several violin requests. That all starts at 1 o'clock this afternoon on KPR.
From PRX. This episode of the Moth Radio Hour was hosted and produced by me, Jay Allison. Co-producer is Vicki Merrick. Associate producer, Emily Couch. The stories were directed by Larry Rosen, with additional Grand Slam coaching by Jennifer Hickson and Chloe Salmon. The Moth's leadership team includes Sarah Haberman, Christina Norman, Marina Kluche, Sarah Austin Jeunesse, Jordan Cardinale, Caledonia Cairns, Kate Tellers, Suzanne Rust, Sarah Jane Johnson, and Patricia Urena. Moth stories are true as remembered and affirmed by the storytellers. Our theme music is by The Drift. Other music in this hour from Sap, Blue Dot Sessions, Me and My Friends, John Schofield and Dave Holland, Stellwagen Symphonette, and Diwali and Philippe Boudot. The Moth Radio Hour is produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole, Massachusetts, and presented by PRX. For more about our podcast, for information on pitching us your own story, and to learn all about The Moth, go to our website, themoth.org.
Join me, Nick Carswell, for a new episode of 105 Live, where this week we're talking about Kansas City's Manor Records. Executive Director Sean Crowley will tell us all about Manor Records, the new artist joining the roster in 2026, and we'll hear music from Fritz & Sons, Jazz, True Lions, Albert, Jamogi, and more. That's Manor Records, our special guest on 105 Live this Saturday, 5 p.m. and noon Sunday on Kansas Public Radio.
From the University of Kansas, we are Kansas Public Radio, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Coming up next here on Kansas Public Radio, it's This American Life. Today on This American Life, learning things about your own life that you didn't even know. And suddenly, the whole world looks a little different. That's less than a minute away on This American Life on Kansas Public Radio. We've got a beautiful day ahead of us. Sunny skies today, highs in the mid-40s. Winds from the west, 10 to 15 miles per hour, with gusts up to 25 miles per hour. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows in the lower 20s. Sunny tomorrow, highs in the upper 30s. And then looking ahead to Monday, sunny and warmer, with highs getting up to the low 50s. It's 40 degrees in Atchison, 42 in Chanute, 40 degrees in Emporia, 41 here in Lawrence, 40 in Kansas City, 38 in Manhattan, and 40 in Topeka. This is KPR.
Back when Pete was 18 years old, it was the summer before he went away to college.